Imagine prisoners living under the earth in a cave-like dwelling. Stretching a long way up towards the daylight is the mouth of the cave. Now, these prisoners have been in this cave-like dwelling since childhood, shackled by their legs and neck, and as such are unable to turn their heads. Thus, they stay in the same place so that there's only one direction for them to look at. See, they can only see what is in front of them. A fire is behind these prisoners, and there's a wall between the fire and the prisoners. Some light, of course, is allowed these prisoners, namely from that fire that casts its glow towards them from behind. Now, between the fire and the prisoners, there runs a walkway. So now, imagine that people cross this walkway between the fire and the prisoners. And these people carry all sorts of objects, statues and other carvings made of stone or wood, and many other artifacts that have been crafted. Also, as you would expect, some who carry these objects talk to each other, while others remain silent. So, what do you make of all of this?
This is an unusual picture that you are presenting here, and these are unusual prisoners.
Yes. But can we not also say the following then? From the beginning, these prisoners have never managed, whether on their own or with the help of others, to see anything besides the shadows that are projected onto the wall in front of them by the glow of the fire.
How could it be otherwise, since they are forced to keep their heads immobile for their entire lives?
And what do they see of the things that are being carried along behind them? Do they not see simply these, namely the shadows?
Certainly.
Now, if they were able to say something about what they saw and talk it over, do you not think that they would regard that which they saw on the wall as beings?
They would have to.
And now, what if this prison also had an echo reverberating off the walls in front of them? You know, the wall which the shadows are cast on. Now, whenever one of the people walking behind these prisoners would make a sound, do you think the prisoners would imagine that the speaker were anyone other than the shadow passing in front of them?
Nothing else, by Zeus.
Then it would seem those who were chained would consider nothing besides the shadows of the artifacts as the real objects of the world.
That would absolutely have to be.
So now, watch the process whereby the prisoners are set free from their chains and, along with that, cured of their lack of insight, and likewise consider what kind of lack of insight must be if the following were to happen to those who were chained. Whenever any of them was unchained and was forced to stand up suddenly, to turn around, to walk, and to look up towards the light, in each case, the person would be able to do this only with pain, and because of the flickering brightness, would be unable to look at those things whose shadows he previously saw. If all this were to happen to the prisoner, what do you think he would say if someone were to inform him that what he saw before were mere trifles, but that now he was much nearer to beings, and that as a consequence of now being turned towards what is more in being, he also saw more correctly? And if someone were then to show him any of the things that were passing by and forced him to answer the question about what it was, don't you think that he would be at wit's end, and in addition would consider that what he previously saw as more real than what he was now being shown?
Yes, absolutely.
And if someone forced him to look into the glare of the fire, would his eyes not hurt him? And would he not then turn away and flee towards that which he is capable of looking at? And would he not decide that what he could see before, without any help, was in fact clear than what was now being shown to him?
Precisely.
Now, if someone, using force, were to pull this freed prisoner away from there and drag him up the cave's rough and steep ascent and not let go of him until he had dragged him out into the light of the sun, would not the one who had been dragged like this feel, in the process, pain and rage? And when he got into the sunlight, wouldn't his eyes be filled with the glare, and wouldn't he thus be unable to see any of the things that are now revealed to him?
He would not be able to do that at all, at least not right away.
No, it would obviously take some getting used to, I think. If it should be a matter of taking into one's eyes that which is up there outside the cave in the light of the sun, and in this process of acclimatization, he would first and most easily be able to look at one, shadows, and after that, the images of people and the rest of things as they are reflected in water. Later, however, he would be able to look upon the things themselves, the beings, instead of the dim reflections. But within the range of such things, he might well contemplate what there is in the heavenly dome and this dome itself more easily during the night by looking at the light of the stars and the moon. More easily, that is to say, than by looking at the sun and its glare during the day.
Certainly.
But I think that finally he would be in a condition to look at the sun itself, not just at its reflection, whether in water or wherever else it may appear, but at the sun itself, as it is in and of itself, and in the place proper to it, and to contemplate of what sort it is.
It would necessarily happen this way.
And having done all that, by this time he would also be able to gather the following about the sun: that it is that which grants both the seasons and the years. It is that which governs whatever there is in the now visible region of sunlight, and that it is also the cause of all those things that the people dwelling in the cave have before their eyes in some way or other.
It is obvious that he would get to these things, the sun and whatever stands in its light, after he had gone out beyond those previous things, the mere reflections and shadows.
And what do you suppose would happen then? I mean, if he again recalled his first dwelling, and the knowing that passed as the norm there, and the people with whom he once was chained, don't you think he would consider himself lucky because of the transformation that had happened, and by contrast, feel sorry for those still chained in the cave looking at shadows?
Very much so.
However, what if among the people in the previous dwelling place, the cave, certain honors and commendations were established for whomever most clearly catches sight of what passes by, and also best remembers which of them normally is brought by first, which one later, and which ones at the same time? And what if there were honors for those who could most easily foresee which one might come by next? Do you think that the one who had gotten out of the cave would still envy those within the cave and would want to compete with them who are esteemed and who have power? Or would not he much rather wish for the condition that Homer speaks of, namely, to live on the land above ground as the paid menial of another destitute peasant? Wouldn't he prefer to put up with absolutely anything else rather than associate with those opinions that hold in the cave and be that kind of human being?
I think that he would prefer to endure everything rather than be that kind of human being.
And now, consider this. If this person who had gotten out of the cave were to go back down again and sit in the same place as before, would he not find in that case, coming suddenly out of the sunlight, that his eyes were filled with darkness?
Yes, very much so.
Now, if once again, along with those who had remained shackled there, the freed person had to engage in the business of asserting and maintaining opinions about the shadows, you know, while his eyes are still weak and before they had readjusted, you know, an adjustment that would require quite a bit of time, I would suppose. Would he not then be exposed to ridicule down there? And would they not let him know that he had gone up, but only in order to come back down into the cave with his eyes ruined, and thus it certainly does not pay to go up? And if they could get hold of this person who takes it in hand to try and free them from their chains and to lead them up out of the cave, and if they could kill him, would they not actually kill him?